other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm watching live coverage from the Pentagon News Channel, CNN, admittedly on record, run by the Pentagon, in loving memory of Michael Jackson, the king of pop, 1958-2009. He looks like the picture they've got of him looking up. It looks like photos I've seen of a snapping turtle when it's right up out of the water, and it's a shot from underwater, and the snapping turtle just sticks its little pointed nose up out of the water to get air, and it's waiting for a fish or a baby duck to come along. And that's Michael Jackson. He's waiting for a little kid to come along. And he's right up there like a snapping turtle. He wants a baby duck to come by. But later, the snapping turtle found opium-type drugs and so got so drugged out it just sat on the bottom until it died. I mean, the demonic snapping turtle. It's so sick. It's such a psychic assault on all of humanity. You know what? I will not play along with Jacko, the guy that dangles babies off of five-story windows, threatening to drop them with a demonic look on his face. The guy is obviously a raving pit demon of hell who didn't fall too far from his daddy's tree. I mean, few people can send a chill through me, and they had up-close video of his dad with pleasure getting off on all the attention, squeezing that much more petty energy out of his dead son that he's been parasiting off of for 50 years. And I actually kind of had a tremor just looking at him. It was just like, ugh, quiver, ugh. Well, I swear eternal resistance and vigilance against you and your entire hordes of hell. There's a reason the New World Order likes you. The Jackos, the Jackals, the predators of children make me sick. Mike Rivero coming up in the next segment. Look, I tried to explain this earlier, and I may just do like a 10-minute YouTube video later today to post to really make it concise and focused. Or I may do a rant near the end of the show, though I got a bunch of big guests coming up today. Trying to explain this. Look, this is weaponized culture, is what this is. This is weaponized culture. We have weaponized food with the GMO. We have weaponized education to dumb the kids down. We have the war on drugs, the war on terror, which they now admit is for the American people, this entire apparatus of secret police and spies and warrantless wiretapping. And it's weaponized culture. 4,000 years ago, the Chinese are the first I know of that really got this together. Well, so did the Egyptians, saying we're the gods, and so the slaves wouldn't even question serving the gods because the people up on top of the pyramids and the temples, they were gods. They wore fancy headdresses of gold. They stood up in front of huge buildings. That's what the New World Order symbol is, a pyramid. It's a symbol of scamming and manipulating and compartmentalizing the idiot population. It's about dumbing down the mass of humanity, not building it up. It's a crime against our species by these control freaks, these psychopaths that run the system. When I want to unlock minds and empower humanity, I have a love affair with our species. I know the heights we can go to, the heights we've been to, but I also know the depths we tend to sink to. And this stuff is like a cultural soul-destroying bomb. To have Michael Jackson thrown on us, forced on us, crammed down our throat, the wicked snapping turtle, up there looking for a baby duck to eat. Looking at his picture again. To make us petty, to make us insecure, just like they had the elites with 2-foot-long fingernails and feet they couldn't walk on with bound feet. And every culture you discover does this to their royalty. That's the scam artists behind the throne. Bureaucrats do that. But now they're doing it with carbon tax. Now they're binding the feet of humanity. Now they're going to shut down our very energy sources. Now they're going to control us through feudalism, a merger of this system of control. Now, I promise to get into how this particular mutation of devil culture has been used as a particular weapon against blacks, and how as disadvantaged people, they were the testing ground for all of this, briefly when we get back, then to Mike Rivero with his take on Jacko. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's okay to hang babies over buildings. Maybe it's okay to give children Jesus juice.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's NUREVOnline.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we don't try to hunt down, here's a magic, popular media culture, try to hunt down big stars to be on the show. Jesse Ventura fell right in our lap. Got contacted by Willie Nelson, Charlie Sheen. Same thing with the Tommy Chong situation. They ended up reaching out to us. And we've got a big guest who I'm a fan of coming up in the final hour today because the film that he's in is about the ancient right to arm yourself and protect yourself, reclaiming the blade. And so we got John Ray Davies joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today. And by the way, we are simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv and about to go to Mike Rivero. But in this oversaturated, pop-driven, celebrity-driven culture, celebrities can be used as a life raft to the public that's kind of caught in the matrix who's still on the blue pill. And that's why Charlie Sheen goes public. That's why Willie Nelson speaks out. Because when you meet these people in person, they're hiding out. They're not trying to be in the media spotlight. They're artists. who are really prisoners of their fame in a lot of respects, and they'll tell you they're no big deal. They're not on a power trip, and they're trying to reach out and do something viable in the culture and the society. Because some people will say, well, here you are bashing Michael Jackson and all this pop and all this hype. Well, yeah, because the mainstream media is making it a big diversion and a big distraction with all these big issues that are happening. And Michael Jackson has a horrible, sordid, bizarre past. And just the way the media is openly jumping into this to use it as a distraction is horrible. Michael Jackson is bringing people deeper in to the kind of media malaise instead of using big media figures to bring people out of the Matrix-like system. Look, briefly, I'll get more into this next hour because Dr. Francis Boyle's only with us for 30 minutes, so at 1:30 Central or in the middle of the third hour, I'm going to get into this kind of in a focused fashion and kind of everything I've talked about the last hour, just recap it in a focused fashion because it's important. I'm going to post it up on YouTube from PrisonPlanet.tv. But I specifically said the Hollywood slash sports culture has been particularly destructive of black Americans. And I'm not the only person saying that. A lot of black folks have said that, like Mr. Cosby. And then he gets criticized. Look at how Oprah Winfrey brought us Obama and said he was the one. Look at how she calls for global government and this new Gaia religion with the United Nations building strange churches internationally. I mean, this is a lady who wants power. And she knows she needs a religion to do that. It happens to be the one world government religion. Very creepy person. I'm not here trying to pick a fight with Oprah Winfrey. The issue is she's the most powerful person in media, and she helped build up Michael Jackson as well. So anything coming out of her, Barack Obama, Michael Jackson, any of this stuff is bad news. It's hype. And anytime the world, the establishment, the beast system is pushing something, anytime they're pushing big mega church leaders on national television, on Larry King Live, you better watch out. Anytime it's about looking just right and wearing the right suit and being all into image, that's meant to make everybody else insecure. Just like 4,000 years ago in Egypt and in China, corrupt priest class learned how, through ritual, to enslave the elites and the people. They trained women to have feet so small, binding their feet they couldn't walk, and fingernails so long they couldn't eat. They trained the men similarly. They were God. No one could look at them. Nobody could talk to them. They had to be prisoners in their little palace and only be talked to by the high priest. They've done that with national security. Oh, the high priest of national security, the NSA, the CIA, you know, all they'll take care of you. You know, they'll run the nation. They'll steal all the money. They'll ship in the drugs. They're the new high priest. And then they get the slaves down the steps of the big pyramids to look up and to think of the high priest and the emperor as gods in their big fancy headdress, their costumes. That's why police wear costumes. It's coloration. You know, humans like costumes. They like regalia. They like signets of power. And so you had black culture 100 years ago, segregated, locked down in their own areas. The whorehouses could only be located in the black part of town. The when drugs were made illegal by the drug syndicates so they could make larger profits and control it with the police. In the 1920s, it could only be sold in the black communities. The gambling could only be in the black communities. And it was done to break down their society. But so when white guys, blue-collar, white-collar, or rich, wanted to go in and visit whores, black, white, it didn't matter, it could only be done in the black area. And craftily, the big psych warfare experts, and Margaret Sanger wrote about this, craftily they use black entertainers to tell blacks to get on birth control and to tell blacks to kick your man out of the house, get on welfare in the 50s and 60s. Margaret Sanger wrote about how they hired blacks, entertainers and doctors and other people, to go pimp out their own people. And now they have the Chicano leaders, Mecha and La Raza, fully funded by the big Fortune 500, to give the people a fake Chicano, Aslan, you know, machismo, macho attitude, but it's only a front to then have eugenics, Planned Parenthood, take the vaccines, be slaves, no real Chicano community to stop the Hispanic kids being CPS'd, to stop their people being put in prison. And the media makes the drug gangs the heroes. They build them up, and then they push in the black culture and the white culture, and then that becomes the entire culture. Bling and just total pettiness and brand names and just boiling it down to the most destructive culture you can imagine. That was done because beta testing, it was done to blacks first. And then the MTV Sumner Redstone culture makes it nationwide, worldwide, in Moscow, in Tokyo, in Johannesburg, South Africa. In every major city of the planet, it is the gangster culture. Not, you don't care about women, get them pregnant, leave them. That's perfect for the state to then get the kids and break up the family. You know, steal, rob, whatever. Good. Sling the CIA crack. Good enforcers. Then when we're done with you, we're going to put you in the slam. See, it's all scientifically weaponized culture. And Michael Jackson was the gateway to the latest phase launched in the early 1980s. He was the gateway to bring, and this is all scientifically gritted out in predictive programming. This is weaponized culture. And so they don't build up black lawyers or black doctors or black scientists or any of this. They build up the football player, the basketball player, the Tiger Woods. And the kids all want to be that, but there's not 1/100th of the slots to be filled. And then white kids suddenly don't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. They're going to be a gangster. They're going to sling CIA dope. They're going to be a big Ricky Ross, but you're not going to be a Ricky Ross. You're meant to go to a prison owned, a slam, owned by the big drug-dealing cartels that are scientific with egg-headed scientists. Mechanized force, you know, delivery systems, overall aggregate AI computer delivery system, program, launch these programs. I mean, it's all just mechanized, scientific. The whole military is converting to drones and attack aircraft. How long until we don't even need the military? How long until we have refurbishing robot factories to run the systems? Our estimates are within 8 years we'll be ready to launch the attack, sir. Good. I want race-specific weapons tested in continual fields. Then they test the soft kill. How are they covering up the soft kill? How does the media make that a fad? Oh, all the kids are dying of cancer now. We wear little ribbons, and oh, you're dying too. You're in the club. No, why is everybody dying of cancer? Why is it exploding thousands of percent? Why is everybody getting diabetes? Why are they putting mercury on purpose in most of the food products? Mainstream news, why are they saying melamine that kills babies is good now? Oh, thousands dying in China of melamine. Our news just says it's good. In fact, pull up mercury, good for you. I didn't play that last week when I said I would. Pull up melamine, good for you. FDA says melamine, good for you. Lead, good for you. MSNBC. I'm going to go to Mike Rivero, and I appreciate him joining us. This is death. This culture is death. This media is death. It's all death. I'm breaking in on the enemy transmission system. They are so arrogant and so confident that you're going to get sucked into the media in the first phase of the internet, that they're willing to even let me be on air, folks. They think so little of you, they think you don't even listen or even care, and that you can't even understand me. And so now they're going into phase two to start restricting and shutting down the web and putting gatekeepers in, and that's now happening. Coming up probably in a few years, it's going to be harder and harder to find me, harder and harder to see what I'm saying. You better save these recordings now. You better give them to people, because I'm not perfect, folks. And it isn't about Alex Jones, but I know what I'm talking about. I know who these people are. I've studied history. I've studied their programs. I've studied how they operate, and I know how to beat them. And you beat them by having a huge awakening. You beat them by totally jolting out of the fad-driven society. They know you're tribal. They know you're fad-driven. They know you're peer-pressure-driven, like a dog. It looks up to the alpha. And they put fake alphas on TV, and they say alphas are clowns that are drugged out and cutting their face up. Alphas are Lindsay Lohan drunk on the side of the road. They show you archetypes in all the dramas and TV shows that the guy that gets the girls is an idiot and is stupid and can't keep a job. It's all meant to destroy you and make you weak. Look what they've done to the African-American community. They have destroyed 90-plus percent illegitimacy, 20, 30% of their people in prison. They're going to do that to everybody. They're now done kind of eating the black people, and they're moving on to everybody else. And Michael Jackson is just one more salvo in this culture war. Mike Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com, coming up after this break from Hawaii via video cam. at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Tyranny is just unfolding. They've done spoofs on the web with Ayatollahs in Iran dubbed over saying the CIA killed Michael Jackson. You know, my gut probably says they did. I mean, this is perfect timing when he died. Perfect distraction. We know they killed Princess Diana. That's on record. We know they killed JFK. They're comparing him to those people. What a diversion, what a distraction. For the rest of the hour, Mike Rivero joins us once a month, and I appreciate Mike coming on the show today. He joins us via video cam from the Big Island out in Hawaii. up at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast on the radio show. Mike, I want to get into Michael Jackson, but then stop there in the next segment and get into all the real issues that people aren't focused on while they're busy watching the spectacle of the snapping turtle.
Well, what's rather amazing is not that many people are watching, and I know going around the channels on the TV set, it looks like, you know, the big, huge presentation and a lot of corporate media coverage, but CNN's own online poll is showing that only about 20% of America are tuning in right now. Everybody else is fed up with it. They've got Michael Jackson burnout. They're actually, this is good for us, more and more people are coming to the blogs and the alternative media because they don't want to be inundated and saturated with Michael Jackson memorial and funeral and everything. They see it as kind of a big joke. I mean, given the way that he lived his life, and now they're honoring him like he's a deity incarnate, as you said. They're trying to make him into this pseudo royalty. But he was an entertainer, and I liked his music, and I got to work with him on a couple of occasions. But he's just an entertainer, a musician, and he died of a drug overdose. There's hardly anything newsworthy in that, and they're trying to turn it into this big, huge media issue, and the public isn't buying it.
Well, Mike, I didn't know you worked with a snapping turtle.
I worked on a couple of his early rock videos. In fact, the first one was all the way back when he was still with the Jackson 5. And even then, I could see all the handlers surrounding him and all the agents and promoters and protectors and everything. And it was obvious then this was somebody who was never going to have a normal childhood. It's probably the reason for Neverland and all the rest of it, that he was trying to recapture the childhood he was never allowed to have growing up. But it was pretty obvious that he was in for a very rough ride, even all the way back then.
Trying to recapture the childhood, operative capture child, in the spider web there. I mean, his father is admittedly an abuser. I mean, they admit that on the mainstream news. Have you seen the video of him vampirically driving in the car with a look of pleasure, just mindlessly basking in petty fame?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody in the family, they're all hanging on here. They're all trying to capitalize and exploit this for their own promotion. And yeah, it's amazing. There are so many people trying to make money and trying to improve their own reputations off of this. But as I said before, CNN's own online poll is showing only about 20% of the people are tuning in. My guess is, since a lot of people who are not watching are not even bothering to log into the CNN poll, that the numbers may actually be a lot worse. I'm going to be taking a look at the actual industry numbers after this is all over and look back on it. But I don't think this is capturing the major piece of the audience that they were hoping.
But this has happened over and over again. They will continue to assault us with OJ or Anna Nicole or whatever the new distraction is this week, even as the poll numbers drop, to keep all the real issues out of the news. And so when you're at a coffee shop, you got to hear people talking about Michael Jackson next to you. This is the establishment trying to set the agenda. They don't want to talk about auditing the Federal Reserve. They don't want to talk about wars in Pakistan and stage revolution in Iran. They don't want to talk about CIA coups in Honduras. They don't want to talk about 20% and growing unemployment. They don't want to talk about the dollar in free fall right now. They want us to talk about the king of the snapping turtles.
That's absolutely correct. And what's rather amazing, we've had some of our readers from our website who've been following the situation with Cynthia McKinney and the hijacking by Israel. They're calling TV stations like WABC-TV, and they're being told by the newsroom, no, 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 that is not news. Michael Jackson is the news. That is what we are covering. And they're literally refusing to acknowledge that there was this situation going on with
so
Israel.
So we may never see Cynthia McKinney again, or maybe they'll firing squad her, and that won't even be news.
Well, supposedly she's on her way back to the United States, and Fox News finally did run a story saying she'd been released, which was immediately followed up with a whole bunch of posters and shills bad-mouthing Cynthia McKinney. But during the whole situation, I mean, if you contrast this with 2007 and the British sailors who wandered into Iranian waters, and it was headline news, are they okay? Will Iran mistreat them? How dare Iran capture
these sailors? Are they torturing them? You know we're against torture here. We don't torture unless when we torture. And I was joking about firing squad, folks. That's a joke before I get emails about it. I mean, it was a joke. Mike, stay there. Let's talk about the alternative media. More and more punching through the mainstream media. More and more we're setting the agenda. And so they're declaring us all terrorists. Big new developments on that front with Attorney General I Want Your Guns Holder. It's also Butcher of Waco Holder. He's got a long history.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Item, any issue, Michael Jackson, the freak show is going on. And you know, I know people are trying to be nice because he's dead now, but he really had a sordid history. But it's his dad and his family. I mean, don't forget, this is a guy hanging kids off balconies with a crazy demonic look on his face. In fact, pull up video of him hanging the kid off the balcony. I mean, I want people to see this while they're busy with some weird church set. And I was during the break, CNN was saying, the chosen one, Michael Jackson, the chosen one. You know, there are people there to see the chosen one, the people that were chosen, the chosen ones to be part of this. I mean, this is really disgusting. And I guess they're going to start displaying his body or something coming up. Mike, any final comments on Jackson before we get into some of the real news that this has been serving as a distraction for?
Well, every time I look at these festivities, I flash back to the movie of Tommy and the scene where they had the church that was based on Marilyn Monroe, and I'm sort of wondering if it might actually happen with Michael Jackson, where somebody literally starts a church to worship his memory, and he's gone up to heaven to play the eternal guitar or some such nonsense as that. Probably give the Scientologists a run for their money.
Yeah, they could start a new Michael Jackson cult. And looking at all these people that are there around the body, buzzing around like flies. It's just disgusting. I mean, the whole thing is just a disgusting spectacle. And here he is hanging the baby. out over the balcony. I mean, this is a demon with a hood over its head. Can you imagine the fun he's having with those kids in there? But it's okay. This is a beautiful time. This is so wonderful. Something wonderful is happening right now. You say you worked with Lord Jackson. I know you did a lot of work and still do in Hollywood. Actually, somebody in my office worked at the Hit Factory, which was a big recording studio in New York, I guess about 10 years ago, and he remembers Jackson coming there to record stuff, but he signed a non-disclosure, so he won't tell the stories, but it's basically what everybody's already heard about Jackson. When you worked with him, I mean, was it overtly freakish, or was he just surrounded by all of his entourage?
Now, when I worked with him was really early, early on before the paranoia set in and they were making everybody sign non-disclosures. And like I said, when I first met him, he was still a very small boy. He was still with the Jackson 5. But it was very obvious that he was being so groomed and so pushed to be this big star. And I just, my gut was saying this was somebody who was going to grow up really messed up because he was not allowed to be just a regular little boy. And sadly, of course, this is what turned out to be the case.
Now, while we're talking about this, they've passed the global carbon tax in the House. It's probably going to pass the Senate. The hate crimes bill is supposedly going to be voted on as early as Thursday. We've got Reverend Ted Pike on tomorrow about that. We have the Federal Reserve has come out and announced they want a second bailout. They were already given unlimited funds in the first one, so really it's not a bailout. It's new powers over the entire economy. We have them trying to pass a federalization of the entire United States under the guise of water, above ground and below ground. There's a bunch of other takeovers happening. Homeland Security's announcing that their number one mission is engaging the American people and that white al-Qaeda is now the number one threat. The British government's announcing that. So basically, anybody who criticizes the Federal Reserve and the corrupt bankers, they're saying that is the terrorist. They've got a bill on the verge of passing the House. No fly, no buy, where over a million plus people are on this list. They put you on the list whenever they feel like it. But now the Attorney General, they're trying to pass a bill, can ban any gun he wants. Ex-cathedra, like the Pope, you know, makes canon law by uttering it. He just bans whatever guns he wants. It says including all guns if he wishes. Bill gives Attorney General power to designate gun owners, tax protesters as terrorists. A new bill where he'll, without even letting you know, he puts you on it. He says you can't find out. He puts you on the list. But I guess it was really already like that. They're just trying to get legal power now for the no fly, no buy, no live, no have a job. Homeland Security says if you're on that list or even if you have bad credit, you're going to be on a no list, no fly, no buy, no travel, no have a job. I mean, this is literally putting the yellow stars on people and saying you can't have a job. I mean, it's now happening, Mike. I mean, I'm even blown away that it's actually all happening. Your comments on that?
Well, it does seem like the government is in a panic and they're trying to just get as many dictatorial powers passed as they possibly can. The situation of putting people on terror watch lists because their credit is bad, that's extremely dangerous right now because under the current economy, more and more people are seeing their credit ratings decline. We're looking at record delinquencies on home equity loans and home mortgages. We're looking at record defaults on credit cards. We're seeing all these problems. All of these are going to impact people's credit ratings. And if you've got a bad credit rating and you're being declared a potential terrorist, then obviously all of these other problems are going to be multiplied by the actions of the federal government. As you were saying, there's this amendment to the 2010 Military Appropriations Bill that's going to give the Attorney General the authority to declare tax protesters as potential terrorists and terror suspects. And the problem is the U.S. government got everybody to say, okay, torture is okay if you're torturing the terrorists. Now that they've got that, they got their foot in the door, they're lowering the bar for what constitutes a terrorist so that more and more people can be put in there. And the government's going to say, well, you said it was okay to suspend the Bill of Rights for terrorists, and now you're all terrorists, so here we are. And it does feel like they're pushing as hard and as fast as they can. It feels more like panic than plan to me.
Well, that's a really good point. And if people think I'm joking about bad credit, you're put on the terror list, they made it secret 6 months ago, 7 months ago in January. Hard to believe we're already into the seventh month of 2009. So 7 months ago, they made it secret. And it had 1,200,000+ on it then. And they were adding 24,000 on average a month. And federal marshals were in the Denver Post saying, we're just ordered, if somebody takes a picture of their kid on the plane, to go ahead and put them in the terror database for the rest of their life. If you have bad credit, people are on it. And they're admitting you can't get off of it. They won't tell you how they put you on it. So that's being litigated. So just like when wiretapping came out, and it came out they were warrantlessly wiretapping the American people, in non-terror-related cases even, they just went and retroactively passed a law, just like retroactively passing a torture law. Now they're just trying to retroactively say, the attorney general's God, no judge, no jury, you don't know why you're on the list, you don't know you're on the list till you try to fly. Now they're saying can't go in national parks, can't have a job. Under the Real ID Act, if you're on that list, can't have a job. They're pushing people underground, but then they're going to offer the solution. Oh, you can go to a government program and get on the Trusted Traveler. We'll then do paperwork with you and let you put yourself into a type of probation with the government to work in government programs and to work in what's the term they use? Community service. No judge, no jury, no arrest, no indictment. Just, oh, you come serve us for a while. So, see, people have to go serve in compulsory service just to get off the list. And they're now saying, oh, that's how we'll get you off the list. I mean, this is so Orwellian. This is so Kafkaesque, Mike.
Well, it's very much like the old Soviet Union. The Soviet Union went out of its way to find some reason to criminalize everybody so that they could just do what they wanted with them whenever they wanted. And basically, it's this kind of – we're seeing the same creeping tyranny here in the United States. And, when you have the idea that tax protesters are now considered terrorists, protesting against taxes is why this country exists in the first place and is not still a part of Great Britain. Protesting is protected under the First Amendment, and protesting against taxes is the very kind of political speech the First Amendment exists to protect. And so all of this is very unconstitutional. It's very blatant. I'm wondering, where's the United States Supreme Court on all of this? And ultimately, if the Supreme Court fails and the legislature fails to hold this executive in check, you know, we're looking at a crisis that's looming on the horizon for the American people. And this is starting to get into that area of a saying that we have around here on our coffee cups. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. Now the people are starting to see it.
Well, Mike, when you say the Bill of Rights and Constitution is terrorism, that's declaring war on America. This is
yes.
Openly anti-liberty. It's openly illegal to have the federal government seize GM and then sell the dealerships off to donors at discounted prices, and then to now have a bill where the Federal Reserve will control every facet of the economy. This has openly been announced. This is now admitted, but it's not being debated. And it looks like that's going to pass because they say, look, we won't turn the economy on until you give us this new power. And then there'll be a year later even more. Speak to that and the direct carbon tax that's now passed the House.
Okay, well, first of all, we're in a fascist economy right now in terms of the reason things are the way they are. Mussolini said that fascism should more properly be called corporatism, and that is when corporations and the government are in league together to basically exploit the common people, to extract wealth from them, to basically grind them down into poverty and grab all the goodies for themselves. That's why we're seeing this. As far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, we had Bernanke just last week implying that the Federal Reserve will crash the economy before they allow themselves to be audited. So they're trying to play the doomsday card on that. So really, we're a country that can't earn any money anymore. So the people in power are simply using any means they can to grab what is left and pull it to themselves.
By the way, he didn't imply. He said it is basically a dictatorship. If Congress tries, Article 1, Section 8 is Congress expressed power, to control the money supply or economic policy, that is an undue seizure of power. That's Congress seizing power, is this quote, and that the economy would go into depression and implode. So he's openly saying, look, I got a gun to your country's head. I run things. Sit down and shut up.
Well, the Federal Reserve or the central banks, because we've had central banks before the Federal Reserve, but if you look at this lineup of history where Andrew Jackson revoked the charter of an earlier central bank because it was doing to the United States exactly what the Federal Reserve is doing today. It was impoverishing the ordinary working people. It was pulling all the money to itself. It was above any control. Andrew Jackson revoked the charter. He survived an assassination attempt. Then you had Abraham Lincoln, who issued his greenbacks so he wouldn't plunge the country into debt to the central bank that was in existence then. He was assassinated and his greenbacks destroyed immediately. John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 11110, issuing a new form of silver certificate, a debt-free currency for the American people to use. 5 months later, he was assassinated, and the U.S. notes that Kennedy created were pulled out of circulation. So there's an ongoing pattern here of a war going on between the bankers and the civilian government. And right now, our Congress appears to have changed sides and is working with the banks against the people, and that is fascism.
Well, it certainly is, and I'm going to go to some calls, but I wanted to bring this up to you. Senate blocks bill to audit the Fed as government prepares for a second round of looting. Paul Joseph Watson, July 7th, prisonplanet.com. It's up there right now, and he has links to all their statements. And the vice president is saying we need a second round. They're going to bill in the media a second round of stimulus. Oh, the economy was worse than we thought. We need more money. But wait, the actual banker bailout, as it was called, we truly named it, the properly named it, the banker takeover. It said unlimited money, no oversight. The private Federal Reserve could steal as much money as it wanted. Now they won't say where the money went, but they, at the same time, publicly give it to Goldman Sachs and AIG and others. So they're taking it in private bonuses, record bonuses. So to simplify it, they got all the money and power earlier. Now they want the power to forcibly pirate and commandeer the rest of industry and the economy. That was a beta test, GM and Chrysler, to see if they could get away with that. And then now the Senate's saying there will be no vote in the Senate on H.R. 1207 to audit the private Fed. Instead, we're going to bill this as stimulus too and give them the dictatorial power. In the fall, right when they're going to be fear-mongering about the bird flu and staging attacks on God knows what country might.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of fear-mongering. There's a lot of distractions. Michael Jackson's obviously one of them. The government and the bankers are terrified that the American people may be waking up a little bit faster than they were hoping. And the bottom line is, and I hate to be the one to say this, because a major reason I've worked at what really happened for all these years was to avoid any kind of a violent revolution coming to this United States by encouraging our government and our industry to act a little bit more responsibly. Sadly, I don't think that's worked out. I think we are coming up on a point where we're going to see violence in the streets of America, and I don't like it, but I don't see any way to avoid it at this point.
And that's why the Attorney General's out giving speeches saying, we're going to put you without judge, without jury, without charges, without arrest, on list, and you're going to be homeless. And if you get uppity, we're going to send a SWAT team to kill you. I mean, that's, and they're federalizing everywhere and openly saying, forget Al-Qaeda. We're not worried about them now. It's you. It's conservatives. It's gun owners. It's libertarians. The Army's coming after you now. And the Army suddenly is in all the major police departments, CIA local offices. I mean, hell is being released. But, Mike, they're just going to keep pushing and pushing. They want a conflict. See, why do they want a conflict? Or do you disagree? You think they just don't understand what they're about to do? Clearly they know what they're doing. They're gearing up for it.
Well, I think they're gearing up against a possible revolt, but I'm pretty sure their ideal would be that we, the American people, will just knuckle under and surrender completely, and they won't have to go to that open force in the streets. Because the instant the guns start firing in the streets of America, the rest of the country is definitely going to wake up. Remember what Kent State did to the consciousness of America. The government does not want a new Kent State. They are preparing for a worst-case scenario of a mass public uprising. I think they're still convinced that they can complete the encirclement and enslavement of America without having to fire a shot, and that that is their ideal. Because once the shooting starts, then all the pretext and all the illusion is gone completely.
But here's really the problem. The problem. The king ace, the ace of spades in the hole. And I predicted this years ago because I know the enemy's mind. I thought of the most dastardly, wicked, deceptive things, and then that's always what they actually do. And I've said they're going to have supposed militias attack schools and attack aid food convoys. As things break down, they're going to have militias attack convoys. And they'll even put out fake videos. Oh, look, the militia filmed this themselves. It'll really be Black Ops doing it. And then they're going to say, oh, look, here's the militia killing the veteran trying to deliver food to the children. Since I predicted that, I've seen them do drills on attacking schools, unannounced, saying we're homeschoolers here, kill you, freaking the kids out, you know, the police with under federal grants. I've seen the Army in Missouri doing drills of militias attacking medical convoys in the U.S. So they're drilling the cops and doing IED training that the veterans and gun owners are going to attack them. And then they're going to go, and then the feds are going to go out, or black op mercs, they've already been caught in Iraq doing this, and Afghanistan, and they're going to kill our own troops. And I think the troops are going to buy it, and I think they're going to go ahead and just start killing us.
I don't think so. And the reason is because the government has been caught lying so many times. I mean, right now, anytime somebody sees something on the news, like the violence in Iran, that was a coup d'etat that just fell flat on its face because the people who were watching the fake videos and everything were saying, why would these people do something so obviously intended to create hostility and resistance to our policy?
Listen, I agree with you that it's not going to go well for them, but the Michael Jackson fans, the idiots, are going to buy it. The people that don't know what country this is and just go, ooh, they're going to believe anything they're told. So I'm just saying we got to get ready for it.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphasia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You notice our corporate whore media never criticizes China anymore for its police state activities. These are partners in crime, partners in eugenics. At least 140 people machine gunned by Chinese troops. Because there, the farmers and people have a tiny piece of land the communists let them keep. Like a half acre on average. They're just coming in and stealing, and the people are fighting back and beating the cops. So then they just bring in Chinese troops from another province to mow them all down. But you won't see that on the news. It's up on InfoWars.com. You'll only hear about Michael Jackson. In fact, that nightmare celebration is going on right now for the snapping turtle. Let's go ahead and cut to the snapping turtle.
He raised the bar and then broke the bar.
He raised the bar and then broke the bar. For what? Giving kids Jesus juice in his maximum security bedroom?
Entertainment into another stratosphere.
Oh, just turn it off. Just turn it off. I mean, it's all about fakeness and being part of Michael. And I may live in a hovel and be drinking sodium fluoride and taking cancer virus shots in my vaccines, but I'm with Michael. It's all this groupthink. I'm sick of it. Be an individual. Like the freak show for Obama or McCain or Bush. Idiot conservatives would sell their mother out if they, you know, were worshiping some. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm out of control. We got 2 segments left with our guest. Michael in Texas, you're on the air, Michael. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Hello, Michael. Hello? Yeah, hello, Michael. Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael. Yes, Michael.
No. Hey, I wanted to say this. About a week ago or whatever, on your website, you had a story about the blimps with the cameras, you know, that they're going to put over us. I don't remember the exact title or the storyline for it, but I woke up like 2 days ago, my alarm went off, and on CBS radio, Collin County, the sheriff's department in Collin County, has ordered 2 of those spy blimps to fly over.
I go on national radio shows and they laugh at me, and I go, I have MSNBC, and they go, doesn't exist. Michael Jackson, though, does. The bankers are raping us. My children have no future. I love it. I'm an idiot. Ha, yes.
But I just wanted to report that in that, I mean, just so nobody can say that you're a liar or we're, I mean, it's like.
They'll say I'm a liar because they're into being suckers. They love being scammed, Michael.
Mention one.
They're like baby ducks. You ever seen a baby duck?
They're robots.
You ever seen a baby duck when you're out fishing and all of a sudden there's a splash and it's gone? Snapping turtle? I've seen it. Michael Jackson right under the water.
I wanted to say this.
Baby duck coming by? I'm sorry.
A couple weeks ago when they were going around doing like a warrant roundups, they mentioned that they were even going to arrest people because of their animal, if your animals weren't properly vaccinated, that they were going to round you up.
Yes. In fact, we have a newspaper. I had it on the table, and then somebody ran off with it. Did anybody ever find Busted, the newspaper they have in Austin now? Austinites don't read about news. They have a weekly magazine newspaper about everybody busted and making fun of everybody, and they have announcements. Pay your tickets or you'll be arrested. There's a roundup. So when there's a real roundup of political dissidents, folks will read the newspaper about it and like it. It's gladiatorial, getting you into being enslaved, getting you into the whole economy being the police state. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, it is. The blimps are overhead. I mean, the helicopters. When we left Los Angeles, our memory was that every night there'd be helicopters overhead at night with the searchlights going on. And we know they had the thermographs and the night vision up there. And when we first moved to Hawaii, and we live on the island of Oahu, and it was very nice and peaceful and quiet. Now, all of a sudden, we're starting to hear more and more of the helicopters at night. We're starting to see the searchlights.
It's about a presence. It's about them letting you know, look, this is pimp game. We own you. Pay us the money. Take the shots. Die of cancer. We're the government. We love you a lot. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
I just want to support you all. Y'all are great. I love your show, Alex. Everything is great. I get the videos. I put them out. I do what I can do to fight the new world order.
God, that's evil. Just take your shots, sir. The government just trying to help you. You people just need to do what you're told. Especially Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. And please don't visit InfoWars.com. My God!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.